We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The campaign to recall the three top leaders of the San Francisco Board of Education is in full swing, and so far, organizers have just over half of the more than 51,000 signatures needed to put the recall on the ballot. And now a new poll shows that if the recall does make it to the ballot, three board members are in real danger of losing their jobs. Phil, these poll numbers look really bad for the district themselves and those three individual members of the Board of Education.
Yeah, that's a good insight. It's not just the three members that have sort of been the face of the board, especially in such controversy issues as renaming schools because the people they're named after, whether it be Dianne Feinstein or Lincoln High School, were found to be politically just not up to par in the new woke age. That was a controversy that got national and international attention, and has been, and that, along with the changing of admission into the meritocracy at Lowell High School, and plus the handling of the COVID, people were upset about the slow reopening of San Francisco schools. All put together, have both these three leaders and the school district itself in the dumper when it comes to the public.
Right. And as I said in the introduction, that if they get the numbers, they only have half those signatures needed to put mm-hmm. on the recall. It doesn't look good for the Board of Education. But the interesting fallout for the unfavorable ratings for the school districts are how many kids are going to show up for fall enrollment?
Well, it remains to be seen what fall enrollment looks like. Everybody's waiting to see whether it's going to be distance learning or whether it's going to be in the classroom, and whether or not they can get the unions on board. Patty, that's a wide open question. And, if this recall makes it on the ballot, it would be in the fall when people are either getting back into school or grumbling about things still being going slow. What's interesting is that usually boards of education and such usually they're 60%, 70% in support. People don't necessarily like maybe what their kids are being taught, or have ups and down opinions about schools in general, or charter schools or public schools. But usually, boards of education are pretty safe territory. To see numbers like this, the drop in the public support for the leadership of the district, the drop in the support of how they think the job's being done, this could be a signal shift saying, we're not feeling like the district is being run well. It's too politically oriented. It's, too far out to the left. We need to get the basics get done. It could, be the start of a sea change. And I think one of the reasons these numbers are coming out right now is they only have, until September 7th to get in those 51,000 signatures. They've got half of them now. They're going to need to get a big push to get those second half done, and they're probably going to have to rely on paid signature gatherers, and they're going to need money, and this might be a way to saying, if you put it on the ballot, you could wind up reshuffling that board, and that might get them the support to get this on the ballot.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.